Book description. This book helps us to understand the parables and things of the Spirit as discerned by the Spirit. Mr. Addington's goal is to show us that the Bible is a storehouse of inspiration designed to fit every human need, a treasure trove of usable ideas, an infinite source of wisdom, and most of all, a book of life. It is the compilation of Mr. Addington's years of work in which he uses his extensive knowledge acquired through years of Bible teaching and studies. You follow him through his discovery of a code existing in the Bible in which one is able to follow the path of enlightenment. This path of enlightenment is the same path which the mystics used. Preface: this book is not an attempt to interpret the entire Bible, but to show through examples how a secret code unlocks the hidden meaning throughout the writings of the Bible. In trying to understand the seemingly meaningless portions of the Bible, it became apparent to me that certain words, about 100 to be exact, had been used over and over in identically the same way, often making no sense in or out of context, as one would use a secret code to hide a meaning that he did not wish exposed to the public. I tested this again and again and found it to be true. I found that once these code words were translated, a door was opened to a whole new area of understanding. The Bible is really an anthology, a collection of choice literary extracts from different authors, some relating to the spiritual side of life, some seeming to be written on the mental and physical. There is something of value for everyone at every level. The material contained in the Bible is but a fraction of the original writings from which it was selected. The biblical writings are revealed truth which was preserved by word of mouth and gradually became written literature, the work of many spiritually minded authors. Later, groups of theologians made the selections which we think of as the Bible, deciding, according to their individual prejudices, what they judged worthy of keeping, what they would discard. For example, the Apocrypha, which is incorporated in the Vulgate, is generally omitted in Protestant versions of the Bible. The discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls also gives evidence that much material was omitted from the Bible as we know it. Various Bible concordances, encyclopedias, and dictionaries were used in researching the original meanings of the proper names. The secret code was revealed to me as a gradual unfolding during 20 years of Bible teaching. I am particularly indebted to the Unity School of Christianity at Lee's Summit, Missouri, for their excellent metaphysical Bible dictionary. Great credit goes to my wife, Cornelia, whose enthusiasm and persistence in pursuing this idea kept us working for the 12 years that it took to write this book. Without her endless work on the manuscript, it would not have been accomplished. I am also indebted to my many students who, year after year, begged for copies of the material presented in my classes and for a book on the subject, thus prompting me to put the material down in written form. I wish to express grateful appreciation to Francis Brown, who has been tireless in typing and retyping this manuscript, and to Stella Terrellman, whose encouragement, after carefully studying the manuscript, gave us a new incentive. Others who read the manuscript and gave helpful suggestions were Cornelia W. Sherman and Suzanne Huntzinger. J.E.A.